Let me teach the children. We beat other people. Therefore, we are better than them. Group thinking, baby. We are the greatest nation in the world. We are right and they are wrong. The world is black and white, and of course, because we won, God is on our side. And the ever funky becomes deep down skunky when you see the terms of surrender for the defeated. Remember, oh glorious people, they too want to be winners. That's right. When we hear songs celebrating our victory pouring from the mouths of the very people we defeated, we know that they have made peace with our supremacy. Oh, glorious people. Let me take you back to the schoolyard. Most kids just give in and follow the bully, but a few back away threatening some type of retaliation. Whether subservient or resistant, each will adjust their philosophy to accommodate defeat. That's the illusion of choice. The old binary hustle. Tutsi versus Hutu. God-fearing versus heathens. Democrats versus Republicans. Yes, there are two sides to every coin, but it's still the same coin. Losers have two choices. Entertain us by playing out our vision of them as meek, emasculated jesters, or excite us, playing out our vision of them as dangerous, captured savages. Well, it's natural to the defeated, all of that bowing and scraping. But it's also okay to let a little pressure out of the system and listen to the most aggressive ones roar and shout insults about what they think we've done to them, and so on. I love the anguished, fiery testimonials. I love them owning the bad names we call them. I just can't figure out why they think all of that noise and blaming inspires guilt or shame. It's actually therapeutic for me. Tell us again. What did we do to you?